Yo Gen Z, Riley Hot here, back at it again with another dose of self-care straight out of your girl's brain. Let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs, especially when it comes to grief and loss. It's like that time you saw your fave celebrity split, messy, heartbreaking, and totally unexpected. Except this ain't a Twitter drama, fam. This is the real deal, and it hits hard. But before you spiral into a pit of existential dread, we've all been there, let me tell you something. Taking care of yourself for grief isn't selfish, it's survival mode. It's like leveling up your emotional armor when things get tough. So buckle up, buttercup, because we're diving deep into how to navigate those dark days with a healthy dose of self-care and support. First things first. Accept that you're allowed to feel all the feels. Grief ain't a linear journey, it's more like a roller coaster with unexpected loops and drops. You might be feeling sad one minute, angry the next, then totally numb, it's all valid. Don't try to bottle it up or pretend everything's fine, because you know what? That just makes things worse in the long run. Second, talk it out, fam. Find your tribe, friends, family, a therapist, even that quirky meme account on Instagram that gets you. Sharing your pain with others who understand can seriously lighten the load. Remember, you're not alone in this. Chances are, someone else has gone through something similar and they've got wisdom to share. Third, honor the memory of your loved one in a way that feels meaningful to you. Whether it's planting a tree, creating a playlist of their favorite tunes, or simply reminiscing with people who knew them well, keep their spirit alive in your heart. It's like adding a sprinkle of magic to those difficult days. 4. Move your body, even if it feels like the last thing you want to do. Exercise isn't just about getting that summer bod, though that's a bonus. It releases endorphins, which are basically your body's natural mood boosters. Think of it as an emotional detox, get those toxins out and let the good vibes flow in. Lastly, be kind to yourself, okay? Grief is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be days where you feel like conquering the world and days where you just want to crawl under the covers and binge-watch your fave shows, no judgment here. Listen to your needs, rest when you need to, and celebrate every tiny victory along the way. Ever felt that crushing wave of sadness that makes it hard to even get out of bed? You know that feeling when everything feels grey and hopeless? We've all been there. And while losing someone we love can feel like the end of the world, remember, you are not defined by your grief. You are strong, resilient, and capable of healing. So let's break this down. 5 key takeaways for navigating the choppy waters of grief. 1. Embrace all your feelings. Don't judge them. 2. Talk it out. Find your support system. 3. Honor their memory in a meaningful way. 4. Move your body, even if it feels like the last thing you want to do. And finally, 5. Be kind to yourself. You're going through something tough. Picture this. Your bestie's heartbroken because they just lost their grandma. They're constantly crying, isolating themselves, and avoiding all social interaction. You see them struggling and know they need support, but you also don't want to say the wrong thing or make things worse. This is where your self-care superpower comes in. Check in on them regularly, let them know you're there for them without judgment. Encourage them to talk about their grandma, share funny stories, and reminisce about good times. Suggest a movie night, a walk in the park, or anything that might lift their spirits. Remember, sometimes just being present and offering a listening ear can make all the difference. So, there you have it, Gen Z. 5 key takeaways for navigating grief with self-care and support. It's not always easy, but remember, you are strong, resilient, and worthy of love and support. Don't let grief steal your light, shine bright, fam, and keep pushing forward. And if you need me, I'll be here dropping more truth bombs on this podcast every single day. Now go out there and rock your world. Don't forget to tag the episode in your TikTok stories, share it with your squad, and hit the follow button for daily doses of self-care wisdom. Let's do this together, Gen Z.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.